Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, the Bible says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." There's no way in this life here on earth as sinners that we are always going to agree with every person or every decision. Every decision is an opportunity for disagreement. Let me say this, if you are 18 years old or older, you've even disagreed with yourself. You look back at some things you once thought and then found out they didn't work out quite like you thought. And you've even disagreed with yourself. Now, I don't believe that we are to change doctrine ever. When God says something, it's settled forever. But we as humans are going to disagree with our opinions of things. God never told us in the Bible that we have to agree with everybody. I worked for 4 pastors in my 23 and a half years as an assistant pastor. I would be lying if I said I agreed with every decision they made. But you could ask all 4 of the men for whom I worked that while I disagreed with them, I behaved myself appropriately. Now, I never attacked them. I never stated publicly my disagreement with them. I decided that even though I may disagree, that I would do what I was supposed to do and do it with the right attitude. Husbands and wives will disagree. Parents and children will disagree. Teachers and students will not always agree. Parents and school teachers or administrators will not always agree. And friends will disagree with each other. Pastors and people will disagree with one another. What I'm saying is this, how we behave is more important than about that which we disagree. Again, I'm not talking about doctrine. I'm talking about opinions. God commands us in Matthew chapter 5 to be perfect in our disagreement with people. Now, the word perfect there does not mean sinless. It means complete or mature. It means hitting the target. God is telling us to grow up and allow people who are not exact bullseyes to be accepted as well. I've trained a lot of men in hunting. One thing that I teach them is this: a deer does not have a bullseye on its body. There's something called a kill zone. As long as you put the arrow or the bullet in the kill zone, that animal will die ethically and quickly. That is exactly what God's talking about here. God expects any shot that's in the kill zone, so to speak. God commands us how to behave with people that we disagree with. Notice God says, he's talking about our enemies, those who despitefully use and persecute us, the evil and the unjust. He said, look, just because you can get along with people with whom you agree doesn't mean you're doing anything special. I'm going to give you 7 statements today on how to disagree with people scripturally. Number 1, don't express every negative feeling you have. So much that we say in life could go unsaid. One of the dangers of social media and texting and emails of today is people have a platform on which to express their opinion, whether it's good or bad. You know, we don't need to tell each other our negative feelings all the time. If someone has done something to disappoint us, the deed's done and can't be changed. Maybe we ought to learn the art of silence. Now, not the silent treatment, but the art of just not responding to negative. I may or may not be feeling well today, but the whole world doesn't need to know how I feel. Love is not blind, it just doesn't always speak. So learn not to express every negative feeling you have. Number 2, you don't always have to offer your opinion. You know, if it's not your area of authority, why are you wasting time thinking about it? Someone recently gave me a quote that I have enjoyed. Do you know what God left out of the Bible? Your opinion. Justice demands that you have all of the facts before you make a decision. The Supreme Court hears a case before it forms an opinion. One of the problems in our world today is our news media. They give their opinion before anybody knows what the facts really are. If you have no area of authority or no ability to change what is going on, then why do you even have an opinion? I don't think about an opinion in any area that's outside of my purview of leadership. Number 3. Don't demand what areas of authority you want. You know, if you're a parent, then be a parent. But don't try to parent somebody else's children. You see, others need time to grow. Let's not offer our qualified expertise unless it's asked for. Number 4, when you disagree, act, do not react with answers. A lot of times I'll get a negative letter and I'll want to respond, but I wait 7 days and pray about it. Then I may even formulate a letter, but I wait 7 more days before I do something about it. You don't have to tell people you're wrong. I disagree with you. That's stupid. How about we learn to build people by saying, you know, maybe next time let's not do thus and so. Or maybe I was not clear. Let's decide we're going to act and not react. Number 5, don't allow the person with whom you disagree to lose their dignity. Possibly they were right. You know, we need to let the person with whom we disagree have the justice to think that maybe they were right. Co-workers deserve that respect. Our children, our spouse, etc. Number 6, don't keep seeking advice until you find someone with whom you agree. Oh, these people that go from person to person to person to person to find somebody they finally agree with. No, go to one set person and do what's said. Lastly, if someone disagrees with you, let it stop there. You don't need to say any more. Aren't you glad God does not treat us the way we treat others? Let's have a great day today. Let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Sing the news.